the baby metaphor, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. All believers are born to fellowship with God and have a responsibility to grow, a responsibility that is given as a command to all God's children. All believers are to become like Jesus. We are to grow in grace, which means being transformed into his likeness by means of the Spirit. We are to put off all sin, which hinders maturity, and we are to confess our sins to maintain fellowship with God. We are to long for the milk and meat of the Word of God, by which we will grow. We are commanded to grow in Scripture, to grow in grace. But growth only takes place as we submit to the indwelling Spirit, and he appeals to our God-given volition to grow in grace and in a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or we can willingly obey God's command, or we can ignore it. Normal physical growth implies normal physical health, and normal spiritual growth implies normal spiritual health. The Apostle John informs us that fellowship with God is the healthy Christian life, while Peter reminds us that God's word is the food we need for healthy spiritual growth, and God desires that we mature in the faith. Paul reminds us that in this church dispensation, you are not under the law but under grace, and warns us, do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God. In very simple language, we are to lay aside all sin, to put all sin away, which is achieved by living, walking, and growing in grace, by becoming more like Jesus. We are saved by God's grace alone and not by human effort. His grace is diametrically opposite to much man-made religious teaching, and once saved by grace through faith, we are to live by grace, walk by grace, and grow in grace, in spirit and truth. How difficult to grow God's way. But it is our new baby life in Christ that is to grow, and not the old sinful life from which we were saved. We want to earn our salvation, but God requires us to accept his free gift of salvation and mature in the faith his way. He wants us to grow by means of his Spirit ministering to our newborn again spirit. All believers have a responsibility to grow in grace, as we are commanded in the Word. We are to feed daily on the Word, and like newborn babes, we are to desire the sincere milk of the Word. And as we mature and grow in grace, we will progress to the strong meat of the Word. We are to put off all sin which hinders spiritual growth, and remain in fellowship with the Lord by keeping a short rein on our sins, that is, by quickly confessing any sin we commit to our Father in heaven. Hebrews chapter 5 clearly explains what happens to the believer that does not grow spiritually, or it outlines the tragic consequences of arrested, stunted, or regressive growth. It addresses mature believers who have become dull of hearing. It displays a frustration with believers who regress in their spiritual growth. How important to hunger for the Word of God, so that we do not regress back to babyhood. The metaphor of babyhood is used in two ways. First, to encourage a positive hunger for the Word of God. Second, to discourage the negative regression back to babyhood. Hebrews 5 is addressing mature believers who have become dull of hearing, and also displays a frustration with believers who regress in their growth. Hebrews 5 warns us against spiritual sluggishness and backsliding in our Christian life. How sad to consider the consequences of regressing from spiritual maturity to spiritual immaturity. May we who have ears to hear what the Spirit says in his Word listen carefully to all that he says, and apply it in our lives as we grow in grace and in a knowledge of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.